Next one, please.
The next item under old business is case 11995 Clem LLC, and they are seeking a variance from the height requirement.
And board members, I just wanted to let you know that we received a letter. I received a letter today, and I saw that it was addressed to each of you. I don't believe that you received it, but if you did, it was outside the public record. The record was closed at the last meeting, so I advised the sender of that, but I wanted to make sure that if you by chance had received it, that you disregarded it as you normally do.
The planning office did receive a copy of that letter. We have stamped it received after public hearing.
Okay. I didn't receive anything.
I didn't either. I didn't receive it. Okay, then this one is for...
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think the opposition had argued a strong case. I mean, bottom line, it is developed, and therefore not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Correct.
This is something that, you know, the applicant can say, you know, all day long, well, this is all that, you know, Hilton Hotels, you know, that's their requirement or this and that. And bottom line is it's their desire to put a hotel there. You know, I think it's a desire. It's not it's not necessary to enable reasonable use or to develop it the way they want to. And I think it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It was brought up about the parking and how Comfort Suites has, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they have a variance for their parking, mm-hmm. and that's because of the restaurant.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Or, you know, it wasn't necessarily because of the restaurant, but because of the other parcels, you know, there was parking. For the most part, I strongly feel that they failed to demonstrate that there was anything physically unique about the property or, that couldn't otherwise be developed. And I strongly feel that it is their creation and none other. For the need for a variance, and so I don't know if you that's how I feel. If you all feel differently,
Ms. McGee,
argue with me.
I think that the applicant could build something in the property that they would not need a variance. I do believe that they're creating it. And it's because that what they want, and not because they couldn't otherwise develop it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Berger.
I agree with them. You know, we had meetings over and over again with the state and everything about hikes. We come to an agreement at our 42-foot with the stick and. Why have those meetings if we're not going to enforce them?
That's true.
And they haven't convinced me, as John said, they haven't convinced...
That it's needed.
It's needed. They can build something else within that limit.
Okay. Mr. Bartman?
Yeah, I think the applicant failed to demonstrate that there's, you know, unique conditions there.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I think the property can be used as a hotel meeting by looking at different designs of the building. I mean, put something else in there.
Right.
Go over that building.
Right.
And number three, not created by the applicant. It is.
Right.
Created by the applicant.
I mean, if it's a requirement of Hilton or True or whatever, then, you know, maybe they need to look at a different branding.
Yeah.
You know.
Right next door.
You know.
He did it.
So, I think it's more desire. Than a need.
I agree with you.
So I'd make a motion we deny case number 11,995 for those reasons.
Second. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,995. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,995 is denied.